Really appreciate you listening in on The Point. And as we do each and every Tuesday, one of my favorite segments that we do here on the program and certainly on our morning show is the Positive Points on Aging. And that is something we do with our friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. Great folks over at Oakleaf Village. We appreciate their partnership and their work with us. And they send us over two of their superstars. I'm talking about Karen and Marsha. And today we are blessed to have Karen Pickard with us. And she is here from now until 9 o'clock. We're doing the Positive Points on Aging. And today we're talking the do's and don'ts when you visit the doc. Hey, Brian, you know, I'm so busy eating his food.
That'll teach me to bring him biscuits.
Seriously. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, so the do's and don'ts when visiting your doctor, because you're like, well, what do you mean do's and don'ts? There's actually ways of looking at the yays and nays, rules, things you should do, protocols, all that stuff. Well, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk a little bit, maybe not so much protocols, but think about it. We've all been going to doctors forever, and you think, okay, well, that's not a big deal. But as we age, things change.
Sure.
And the first thing I tell everybody, and I'm guilty because I don't do it because I'm pretty healthy, so I always go, okay, well, why do I need anybody? But everybody right. needs an advocate to go to a doctor's appointment with them after they reach a certain age. I don't know about y'all, but I'm one of those people who walks into the kitchen and goes, why did I come in here?
Mm.
So if you're sitting at a doctor's office and you have a whole slew of things you want to ask them, or they're talking to you about all kinds of things, generally you get focused on one point, never hear anything else they say.
Right, right.
So it's always good to have another set of ears and eyes to be there to just listen for you, if nothing else. And if they're really good, they can write stuff down.
Yeah, that's nice too.
Yeah, then you get to take it home. I know we've all got my charts and stuff, but a lot of times that gets more confusing than what the doctor actually said in the office.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know, I'll give you an example of why you really need to think about this for yourself, not just you, but I mean for your loved ones, for your parents, whomever. Your mom is living, as you know, over in assisted living now.
Right.
And they will take her to appointments, but they don't go in and sit through the appointments. They take her, they drop her, and then they pick her up is how it works. And there's no way my mother's going to remember what a doctor tells her about whatever it is, whichever doctor she's going to. It's just not realistic. And there's certainly no way she's going to remember to, hey, Mom, I want you to ask Dr. So-and-so about, she's not going to remember that either. So I want to be there anyway, because one, I feel like it's my responsibility, because you use the perfect word, advocate.
Yep.
Who's going to fight for my mom more than her baby boy is?
Nobody.
Exactly.
And that's the big thing. And now I will tell you, at Oakleaf, we will send the driver in if you by a cost. We're not going to send her in there for free, but we will have Joni go sit in an appointment. But again, she's not, well, I won't say that. Joni is a good advocate for our residents. But it's really difficult to find somebody who's going to support and fight for your loved one the way you are.
Sure.
So have somebody go with you. It's really important, even though you think I've been doing this forever, it's kind of silly. This one has come back to me multiple times in the last few weeks from a couple of our clients. If you think you're seeing a doctor, but you end up seeing a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner, do not whine and complain about it. Chances are really good that they're going to talk to you more realistically. They're going to spend more time with you. And yes, they do have the education, maybe not all the education a doctor does.
Right.
But doctors, you just don't see doctors like we used to.
Nah. And it's very unfortunate the way it's changed over the years. But I will say this. Most situations, not all, because there's some situations that can be ugly. But most situations that you're describing where it's a physician's assistant, if it's above their pay grade, they're going to get consultation.
They go get answers.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know the last time I really saw a doctor unless it was a specialist. And that's usually when you see a physician's assistant. Because if it's a specialist, your cardiologist really is probably doing surgeries and doesn't have time to sit and chat with you for 30 or 40 minutes, which is what you want. But their nurse practitioner will sit there and talk to you and go through the whole gamut. And let's be honest, if the doctor and the practice trust the nurse practitioner or the physician's assistant, chances are that you can trust them as well.
Sure.
Because whose license is on the line here?
The doc's.
And who gets sued?
Yeah, the hospital and the doc.
That's right. So they have to have trustworthy staff. Now, if you don't like them and you have a problem, then you need to speak up and say something.
Right.
But I've not met a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant that wasn't worth their weight in gold.
No, they're good folks, and they care, and they're passionate people.
Right.
And just because they didn't go that final step of getting the title of MD right. doesn't mean that they're not really good at what they do. And again, it's still a reflection on the doctor. So like you
Absolutely.
Said, the doctor's not going to put someone there in his or her office that's going to be a bad reflection on the practice.
And that's really hard to, and this is an education moment for people over 80, because most people over 80 saw only doctors.
Right.
And it's been very difficult for some of our clients to understand that, well, that is a physician's assistant that you're talking to, not an MD. But it's okay if there's a question, they'll get the answers you need.
Right.
And again, they'll spend more time with you.
Yeah. And again, I just can't stress enough, though, that like you just said, they'll get answers.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something that they're not sure of that you need, you probably won't have to leave that office without, if you sit here for a minute, I'll go check and
go
see what Dr. So-and-so has to say.
Either that or they'll call you back
exactly.
the next
or
day
or I'll find
or
that
something.
Information out and give right. you a call and let you know. But they're not gonna, I mean, if you have a legitimate question, that is something most professionals, if they're good at their job, not only are they going to say, you know, that's a good question. I
yep.
should know that. I'd like to know that for the next time.
Exactly.
So they're going to want to get that information for themselves also.
I do it all the time
sure.
at work. And
sure.
so do you. So why not?
Yeah. If you don't know an answer to something, there's no shame in saying, I don't know. Let me find out.
Right.
It's a lot better than trying to con your way through giving an answer,
Absolutely.
Which you don't want to be doing, especially in a medical situation.
And if they're doing that, then maybe you should look at a new doctor.
That's a good point, too. Good point also. Yeah.
Move on.
For sure.
Okay, so when was the last time you watched television and heard an advertisement for a prescription that's going to
oh my
make
God.
You better, healthier, stronger?
Oh.
I think I've heard more doctors say this. They hate those commercials because inevitably five people will come into their office the next day and go, I think I have and I think I need this drug. Please don't tell your doctor what you need and what you don't need because they know medications better than you do.
Right.
I
laugh so hard at that. Hey, let's spend 15 seconds telling you the benefits of this medicine, and then let's spend 40 to 50 seconds telling you all the things that can go wrong, side effects
right.
to this medicine. That's one of my favorite things about a care. And the other thing that's so funny to me about these medicine commercials that we see every day
yep.
Is who comes up with the names for these prescriptions?
That's
who
a
comes
good question.
Up with? I mean, it's so funny to me, some of the names they come up with, and I'm like, what does that have to do with irritable bowel syndrome? I mean, come on, people.
It's a good question, and I always sort of assumed it was a combination of the drugs that are in the medications. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
Latuda.
It is kind of funny. But doctors will tell you, you'll see a new prescription on TV, and the next week they'll have to field answers about why you don't really need that medication.
Right.
And reality is, if they're selling it on TV like that, chances are good that it has all kinds of side effects. So really think about it, and please don't go tell your doctor what pills you need. It's probably not a good idea. It's always good to talk to them about it.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think that if they think you need it, they'll let you know.
Exactly.
And my favorite one is my next one, and we could go into the next segment for hours on this. Stay off Dr. Google.
Oh, so glad you brought that up.
Dr. Google is not your friend. It will make you think, I mean, talk about Munchausen syndrome. It will make you think you have every illness under the planet and then some, and it will create some more for you just in case you don't have it. Now, we all do it. I'm not going to say we don't, but Google has some great ideas, and I love to go to WebMD or the Mayo Clinic and check stuff out, but the reality is, it's not your friend, and it really does irritate doctors beyond belief. When you come in and go, well, I Googled, yeah, it's not a good thing. I
right.
remember Phil was put on a new drug, and right before he walked out of the office, his doctor looked at him and said, do not, under penalty of never coming back in this office, go on Google and Google this. And so, of course, what did Phil do? He Googled it.
Right.
But he called his doctor and said, well, I guess I have to find a new MD now because I did Google
it. That's funny.
But, you know, folks, it's nice to have all this information at hand, but it goes back to what I just said. If you don't trust your doctor, then maybe you should be looking somewhere else.
I think that's, I mean, again, there's a reason why this guy or gal went to school for 82 years.
Yep.
We're coming back. Stick around on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. There's merger news this morning. Johnson & Johnson is buying another pharma company known for its cardiac treatment. It's purchasing Abiomed. The deal is worth $16.6 billion. And Victoria's Secret is buying online lingerie brand Adore Me. It's paying $400 million. Uber Technologies' summer quarter was weaker than expected, though its ride-sharing business is recovering with more people traveling, and Uber is upbeat about the end of the year. BP reported upbeat earnings this morning. So did Pfizer and Eli Lilly, though Lilly lowered its forecast for the year. Elon Musk is said to be putting together a group of advisors, investors, and employees from elsewhere in his businesses to help him reinvent Twitter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Our country vowed to never forget 21 years ago, but those words require action. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has over 80 runs, walks, and climbs across America every year, plus dozens of more golf outings and barbecues you can be part of. There are so many ways that you can take action. Register for an event in your area or volunteer to start one. Do good and never forget by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.
South Carolina's working families know that Joe means jobs. A common sense problem solver, Joe Wilson is standing against the destructive Biden agenda that threatens middle class Americans. Joe will work hard in Congress to bring down historically high Bidenflation and fight for American energy independence. Joe Wilson will hold Iran, Russia, and China accountable and maintain peace through a strong national defense. With the southern border wide open and drugs pouring into our communities, Joe Wilson will support funding to finish President Trump's border wall. Joe Wilson will eliminate job-destroying government red tape while promoting small businesses so our economy can bounce back stronger than ever. And Joe Wilson won't let liberal politicians continue their radical spending spree. This is Joe's commitment to you. On November 8th, remember, Joe means jobs. Vote Joe Wilson for Congress.
I'm Joe Wilson, and I approve this message because it's time to get America working again.
Your biggest fear when calling for services on your AC or heat at the house is getting ripped off. Unfortunately, it does happen. It won't with Sweet Comfort Services. Jeremy and his team take pride in offering free, no obligation estimates. He encourages you to compare Sweet's prices versus others. They're dependable and local. Online, it's sweethvac.com or call Sweet's Comfort Services HVAC at 803-331-8143.
Hey, this is Ray.
And Mary Ann with Absolute Glass.
And we're happy to have been voted Lexington's best glass store for 13 years in a row.
Many drivers are unaware that your cracked windshields can be replaced, usually at absolutely no cost to you.
If all the high-end car dealerships in town can trust us to do their glass needs, so can you.
We service the Midlands both at our shop in Lexington, but we are also happy to come to you at home or work.
Find us online at absoluteglassinc.com.
And remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts, use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams, and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Clearing accidents heading onto I-26 westbound, mile marker 103 at Harbison Boulevard. Still slow I-20 east at the 71 North Main Street. I-20 east and west at the 68 Monticello Road. Also an I-20 eastbound, mile marker 61, that one's closer to Highway 378. Modern Exterminating Company, family owned and operated for over 60 years. Termite, bed bug, moisture control. Modern Exterminating, we know what bugs you. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studios. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. We're at 8:50, and it means we've got about 10 more minutes before we wrap this thing up. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Erica and John with Your Way Home coming up a little while from 9:05 until 10 o'clock. This part of the program, we've got our good friend Karen with us from Oakleaf Village, and she's awesome. She brought breakfast for us this morning, so that makes her even more awesome than usual.
Bribery.
Well, there's nothing to bribe. I mean, that was just That's true. Kindness on your part. You know, that was just absolute generosity, making time and stopping and buying us breakfast and all that. That's just, there's nothing else to say other than thank you.
You guys are here forever, so you need food at some point.
Yeah, I look like I need a lot of food. Sure, I do. Anyway, I'm much appreciated. And again, I promise you, we don't take it for granted. We really do appreciate your kindness and your thoughtfulness. So thank you for that. So today on the program, we are talking about the do's and don'ts when you go to the doctor's office for our older adults. And I think the overriding theme of our first half of the visit was it's all about communication.
Well, it always is with a doctor. I mean, you really and truly, you got to think about what you, and you got to plan. You got to think about it and plan what you're going to say to your physician. I tell everybody to write down a list of questions. Yeah, be reasonable. He's not going to have 30 minutes to spend,
right.
He or she's not going to have 30 minutes to spend with you, but you need to write down two or three questions, because how many times have you walked out of a doctor's appointment and gone, oh man, I wish I had said something.
Sure.
I forgot all about this. And if it's important enough that you should have said it, you probably should have had it written down so you could get some answers for it.
Yeah.
Or when you take your person with you, your son or your daughter or your friend or whomever, ask them to remember some things for you, because there again, that's why you have an advocate go with you to help you remember things. And if you have a list of questions, you can write down the answers. You know, you can be short and get it going. The other thing I want to remind people, though, because I am the queen of doing this, I get into my doctor's appointment and I start yakking about the weather or the football game or
use up your time.
Stay focused, please, because I know that they want to spend time with you, and I know that they like talking to you, but they're sitting there thinking, oh, my Lord, I got somebody in the room next door, and I got to go.
Right. And you know what it's like to be that person in the room next door.
Yes.
And your appointment was for 9:30, and it's already 9:52.
Right.
And you're like, what is taking so long? That's because you're the person that was keeping them last time when you started talking all about the Gamecocks football game.
Right.
And thanks, it's nice. If I see you at the grocery store, we could talk about that. But when you come in and you're here to fix this, and I'll let you go.
Right.
Keep on schedule.
If I have my white coat on, I don't want to talk about anything but your health.
Yeah.
But I will say, the other day I had to go into a physical, and they were very late coming in to see me. And my nurse practitioner came in and said, I'm really sorry, but the person next to you was real sick. And, you know, that's okay.
I got that.
And that was okay, but at least she apologized and she explained what was going on. But try to stay focused.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. When you wander off topic, it messes up everybody's day.
Absolutely. I think most people don't realize that. I think I'm really glad you brought it up, because I think we're all guilty of it to a certain extent. You know, we are all guilty of doing stuff like that.
Well, if you've seen your doctor as long as I have, you kind of have...
You have a relationship.
Yeah, we've had a long-time relationship. This is one that's extremely important, and we're all guilty of this as well. Don't mislead and be very honest and frank with your doctor. If your doctor says, it says here you're drinking again, and I didn't know that, how much are you drinking?
Right.
One glass of wine when you're drinking half a bottle of wine is not an answer.
Right.
That is mistruth.
I think ultimately, and let's face it, Karen, it really is... Can you be honest with yourself? Because
that's a good point.
You know, if you're lying to yourself about it, then you're not going to tell your doctor or your nurse practitioner the truth either.
Right.
But the reality is, one, you're paying good money to go to the doctor.
Yep.
So if you're going to go, you might as well tell he or she the truth, because you're not going to get the right treatment unless they know the full facts. That's first thing. But second thing is, if you don't feel well and you want to feel better, that's why you went in the first place. Why wouldn't you give every information you can in order to help the doctor to make the right diagnosis and the right prescriptions and all that stuff? So, I mean, not only are you lying to yourself, but you're also betraying yourself if you're not honest.
And you're not going to get what you need, and then you're going to be angry because you're not feeling better and you're not getting it.
The other
thing is, and this one's important too, and it's not, none of this is frivolous, but if you're starting to become forgetful,
mm-hmm.
it's real hard to look at anybody and say, I think I have a problem here. But if you can, you need to say something. If you're the advocate for that person and you know that your parent or your loved one is becoming forgetful, you need to take that moment and be willing to take whatever happens after you walk out of the doctor's office. But at that moment, you need to say, my husband is a little forgetful these days.
You know, and here's the thing that most doctors will do for you, and that is if you give them the sign, and I've done this with my mom,
yes.
I need to see you in the hallway. Or I need to see you outside because I don't want to hurt my mom or embarrass her. I've done that with her doctor, and doc immediately understands. She built in time to say, hey, can I ask you a quick question outside? She makes herself look like she's asking me a question.
Right. That's
so she
thing.
Said, can I ask you a question outside real quick on my way out? And I'm like, sure, because I know exactly what's coming. And then she gives me the time I need outside to talk to her about my mom, because the last thing I want to do is embarrass my mother,
right.
take away any of her dignity, or do anything to scare her or anything to make her feel less of a person. So that's another way you might communicate a little bit with your doctor, is even if you need to say, hey, can I see you on your way out or something like that. I've even told the nurse in advance,
yes.
can I have a minute alone outside with the doctor in order to communicate without my mother hearing this?
A lot of doctors will let you communicate with them ahead of time.
Right.
You can write a note. The nurse can give them the note that says, this is going on.
Right.
Or sometimes you can go on the My Chart and say, I'm concerned about it. But you need to be honest. And don't try to cover up things. When there's a problem, everybody needs to know about it. If you have a life-changing event, if a child dies, a spouse dies, they may have seen you for the last 50 years, but they don't know what's going on in your world. You don't know what's going on in theirs. And they need to know all these things because it affects your behavior and your health.
I know you have more on the list, but I got one more thing to throw your way because it's really important that my mom is guilty of doing this. She's got this thing, I forgot the saying, but it's like doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs or something.
Right, uh-huh.
She's afraid or intimidated by the fact that this person is a doctor.
Absolutely.
And so she doesn't say everything she needs to say, or she's afraid to say something because she puts them on a pedestal.
Yep.
And that's a mistake also that I think a lot of our seniors are making, because these people work for you.
Yes.
Okay, that's first. I'm not saying that to create a power trip, but they're there to service you. You're paying for the service,
yes.
to see them. Take your time and make it count. Again, don't waste time, but this
make
is your opportunity.
Count.
Exactly. Make your visit count, because you don't know. These days, it's so hard to get an appointment anyway.
Right.
That you got to, when you get it, use it,
yes.
say it, tell the truth, and don't hold back.
And they do have kind of a quota they have to meet. Let's be honest, it's a business.
Yes.
And most of them are now owned by hospitals.
You
and
ain't kidding.
Companies. And so they've got to meet their quota, and so they have to book through people.
Yeah.
So make it count. Ask the right questions. Ask ahead of time if it's something important. Go on your My Chart. That is a wonderful tool we have these days. And, I don't use it like I should, but I know my husband is always asking questions on his My Chart and always sending out things to his doctors, because that way he doesn't have to waste their time and he can get answers at his convenience.
Yeah. It's just really important that you, again, take advantage of these opportunities. And that's going back to what you had said about advocating for the people that you're taking to the doctors. It's so hard to get an appointment now. So you've got to make it count.
Make it count for what it can. And just remember, be honest with your doctor. Have somebody there with you. It's not an embarrassment to have somebody going into a doctor's appointment with you. It doesn't speak any less of you when you do that. And stay off of Dr. Google. Those are the one things that I would say that are the most important.
Very, very nice. If you have more questions about this, or if you ever want any of the lists or any of the things that we're talking about that Karen and Marcia bring forward, you're more than welcome to reach out to them at Oakleaf Village. What's the best way?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
There you go. Thanks, Karen, so much for coming in. Thanks for breakfast, and thanks for the wonderful information that you provide us each and every week. Our thank you to our friends over at Oakleaf Village for making the positive points on aging possible. We sure do appreciate that. Erica and John are coming up in just a matter of moments after top of the hour news. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. I'll see everybody this afternoon, 4 o'clock, for the afternoon drive. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
UXL Columbia W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Three children among the 14 people injured in last night's drive-by shooting in Chicago. Happened on the west side, the city's Garfield Park. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says while there are no